What Labor does have as a challenge to it is this growing or very early perception that David Cunliffe doesn't quite tell the truth. And Andrea Vance in the Dominion looked into his CV that's published on the Labor Party website and found out that much of it, or not much of it, but there were important points in it which were untrue.
To do particularly with
his charity work, and he claimed to be part of Forest and Bird, and he wasn't, and he claimed to have been a union representative. You talk to anyone, no one can remember him at Foreign Affairs being the union rep. And he makes claims which simply don't seem to stack up about his own career.
Well, look, I can say that he was a Westie MP, and I'm a Westie. I live in Te Atatū. He represents Newlyn, and he certainly was involved in all those good causes, and there are hundreds of them out there. You can be a supporter just by sending in a cheque and no one would remember you. So I don't think this is a serious shortcoming.
Well, except that whenever I do know something about the topic where he makes claims, I know that what he says is untrue. For example, he told the Dominion that he had helped in the formation of Fonterra. Well, as it happened, I spent about 2.5 years working on that particular project. There were negotiations in secret between Kiwi Dairies and New Zealand Dairy Group and the Dairy Board in all through 2000. And then we announced the Fonterra proposal in late 2001. And then there was a big parliamentary process and the farmers voted on it in 2001. And then the company was finally formed. Anyway, according to David Cunliffe, he helped with the formation of Fonterra when he was at the Boston Consulting Group. Well, that is obviously a lie, because he was selected as the Labour... No, it was a lie. The Labour Party... He was selected as a Labour Party candidate in 1998. He became an MP in 1999. The Fonterra proposal wasn't even talked about.
Matthew,
I don't know why he keeps telling things which are obviously lies to the media.
Matthew, before you use that word for the fourth time...
Well, it is a lie.
Well, hang on, I don't... Can I just answer
that? He can't have
been.
He wasn't involved in it. I was there.
I was there too. There was a parliamentary process that
Mike, he did not say that. He said it was when he was at the Boston Consulting Group, he helped with the formation of Fonterra. It is a lie. It cannot possibly be anything other than a lie. And I don't know why he keeps telling such lies.
Well, I didn't read the Boston Consulting Group, but he was part of a parliamentary team Sutton.
Yes.
Were, in fact, working
on Fonterra.
That's
not what he said. He said. No, it's very important.
No, look, you've said it four times. I'm going to stop it there. You've made your suggestion at the moment that there is nothing to back what you say are the on-record claims he's made.
No, it's a matter of fact. Right. He in the Dominion Post says when he was at Boston...
Well, there's one point. It's reported. So let's say he is reported as saying the Dominion
has made up lies.
No, we don't think things are lies, Matthew. There are many reasons for errors other than lies.
When he said that when he was at the Boston Consulting Group, he helped with the formation of Fonterra.
Right.
That is not true.
And I'm saying here right now, that is something that needs to be substantiated.
I just have substantiated.
No,
it's
not your job, Matthew. It's not your job to substantiate.
But
Matthew,
he can't have. He was working and he was an MP.
Matthew, final comment. Please be quiet. It is not your job to substantiate a matter that someone else has claimed for himself. That is Mr. Cunliffe's role.
Now, you should ask him about it because I'm telling you he must be lying.
Yeah. Matthew, on to the next point. We were talking about head-to-head battles between the two caucuses.